Today on the Online Toolkit podcast, I'm going to share with you three tools to make your images much more exciting. All of these tools are completely free of charge and you don't need any graphic design skills. So let's crack on. A really big welcome to the Online Toolkit podcast, episode number 8. Yes, this is the podcast for online marketers and small business owners who want to find out the latest tools and techniques that you can use online to enhance your business. It's all about you. But apart from that, my name is Julia Doherty. I run a company called Green Umbrella, social media for business, and it's my job to keep you ahead of the game when it comes to everything to do with social media and online digital marketing. So this week I've got three really cool tools for you. Have you ever wondered how people add text to their images that they post on Facebook? Or perhaps you want to put a photo into, you know, Polaroid style border or something like that. Well, I'm going to show you two free tools that will help you manipulate an image. I'm then going to show you how some really fantastic free software that I only discovered this week that will make your new image interactive by adding video links and information buttons to it and all that sort of stuff. The best thing about all of these is that they're all completely free of charge. So without further ado, let's check out my first tool, and this one's called PicMonkey. PicMonkey, that's spelled, by the way, PicMonkey. So PicMonkey, it's a free online photo editor. You can collage images, you can do touch-up, you can do teeth whitening, which for some people is really important. Fonts, effects, filters, frames, stickers, and the list is just endless. So if you have a particular image that you think may be shared by many people on Facebook or perhaps Pinterest, then why not add your website address as a text at the bottom of the image? And you can do that with PicMonkey. PicMonkey is one of the best image editing platforms out there without having to learn about graphic design or spend a fortune on expensive software. So check out my first tool of the day, and that one is picmonkey.com. That's PicMonkey. There's a link to all of these tools, by the way, in the show notes below. My second tool is a real favourite between my social mediators, and this one is called Pinstamatic. That's spelled PinStamatic. That's Pinstamatic. And originally it was a tool for helping you add lots of different things to Pinterest, but we actually use the service to help create interesting images for our clients on Facebook as well as Pinterest, and obviously you can tweet them as well. So what features does Pinstamatic have, I hear you ask, rather than use PicMonkey? Well, let me run through a few key features for you. I have 6 key features for you on Pinstamatic, I can't say that word this morning. That's what happens when you record on a Sunday morning. Anyway, Pinstamatic. And the first key feature is to snap a screenshot of your website. All you have to do is enter a URL and it takes a snapshot of your site and turns it into a fun new picture with a nice border. If you want one of your pages found on Pinterest, all you have to do is simply enter your URL and Pinstamatic just does the rest. Also, if you blog a lot, then this is a perfect tool to make your articles look a lot more interesting. Are you inspired by quotes? Is your business the type of business that can get away with putting inspirational quotes out there? Well, Pinstamatic lets you create a quote to create an inspirational message that you can share on your boards. And there are quite a number of different templates on there as well, so they're quite cool. And that's number 2. Number 3 is to easy photo uploads. Easy photo uploads, is that English? Anyway, it allows you to take your own photo or upload a favourite pin as well, and it allows you to enter captions and provide simple formatting options. So that bit's a little bit like PicMonkey, but not quite. So that's number 2 and number 3. Number 4 is have a Twitter account. So you can create a pin of your Twitter profiles. I've actually used this. I've created a whole Pinterest board on the top social media gurus and their Twitter profiles. And another one I've got is for guest bloggers. So I've got all their Twitter accounts on there. There are links in the show notes, by the way, to both of these boards so you can see for yourself. Another cool feature, number 5, is the sticky note, or we call it in the UK, the post-it notes. You can choose from different colours and add your own text messages. And these look really great, especially on a Facebook news feed. We've got a recruitment agency and we put their job of the day on a post-it note and it gets so much feedback, so it's well worth looking at that. So that's number 5. And number 6, as the last two features, are add a date and you can also add a place. And these are both excellent ways of promoting an event in a visual way. So check out pinstamatic.com, I'm not going to spell it again, to add some spice to your images. I've saved the best to last. My third and last gadget for you today is something that I've only discovered myself this week, and I've been raving about it on the Green Umbrella Facebook page. I spotted it on an article from Mari Smith, and the tool is called thinglink.com. That's thinglink.com. So that's thinglink.com. And this is what they've said on their website. You ready for this? ThingLink helps you create and discover rich images. Be creative, make your images come alive with music, video, text, images, shops and more. Every image contains a story and ThingLink helps you tell your stories. And it's so true, actually. All you have to do is add like little icons and you can say tweet this, you can add videos to it. And it's you have to have a play with it and see it for yourself rather than listen to about it on a podcast. But please go and check it out. You can share your channel as well with friends on Facebook and Twitter. And there's also an app for it on your Facebook business page. Although I've actually not set this up yet on the Green Umbrella page, but it's on my to-do list. I've been brainstorming as well as to how we can use this technology in business. So I can feel a blog article coming on soon. So I'll keep you posted. So that's it. That's my free tools for today and my free three tools for today. So the first one was PicMonkey. The second one was Pinstamatic. And the third one is thinglink.com. I hope you have some fun playing with some of these gadgets like I have in the last few weeks. And I hope you're enjoying these regular podcasts. I know I'm certainly enjoying playing with the microphone techniques and all these whizzy sound effects. And you know what? I learn something new each week. And hopefully you'll see that the sound quality here and the content is actually getting a bit better, if not with my waffle that I'm talking about. If you've got some complaints, so please let me know because I'm keen to learn. Please remember to click subscribe if you'd like to receive these into your smartphone each week. Also remember to check out the LinkedIn group, the online marketing toolkit, where all these types of discussions and tips are happening daily. And again, there'll be links to those in the show notes. That's me checking out for today. I'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.